We're on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Let us again start from a little before half of the Amud. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Sheir Shehimis Es Ha'Eved Shaloi Bekavone. Asher killed an Eved Shaloi Bekavone. Potter Mishleishim Shkola. Shaloi Bekavone means he wanted to kill a behemoth and he ended up by killing an Eved. Potter Mishleishim Shkolim. So the Baal Asher is Potter from Shleishim Shkolim. Shenema Kesav Shleishim Shkolim Yitain Ladoinov Vahashir Yisokel. So we make a hekesh kol zman sha'asher beskila abaylem mishalmim shloishim shkolim. Ein asher beskila ein abaylem mishalmim shloishim shkolim. So Reish Lakish said his din by shloishim shkolim, by an eved, at the chiyuv of shloishim shkolim is only applicable to sheres beskila. Omar Rabbe, my Rabbe said another din, by Koicha, the same din applies by Koicha. Sheir Shehemis ben Choyren, Shaloi Bekavone, the same case, he wanted to kill a Beheme, and he killed a Ben Choyren. Potter mi Koicha, Shenema Hasher Yisokel, Vegambol of Yumos, im Koicha Yushas Olo. So we see that the Chiyuv Koifer is dependent in Asher Yisokel. Kol Zman Shahasher Beskile Bailim Mishalmim Koifer. Ein Asher Beskile Ein Bailim Mishalmim Koifer. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi Sher Shaloi Bekavone Pota Miskile. Kedisnan B'mas Nisin. We have a Mishnah further. Niskaven Larek es a behime, yopota. And pota means from skila. Vepinin lo bigmore, ke mises bailim, kach mises asher. So just like if a bailim is miskaven, larek es a behime, vorek es a odom, is pota from mises, so a behime is also pota from skila. Ein asher beskila, ein ha bailim, mishalmim kaifa. That's Rabbi Shtikter. The Rabbi Lezer, the Omar Le'el, Ein Dini Elo B'miskaven Larik. We hear a machlokes, Rabbi Kivin, Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer held that the Posik Ubal Asher Noki is coming to tell us that Atam is potter to pay Chatzi Koifer. And Rabbi Kive asked Rabbi Lezer, why do you need a posuk to tell me it's potter to pay? It's poshut he's potter to pay. Abiyule bezden v'yishalem loch. Since the sheir is beskile, so you can't pay me gufoy. So why do you need a posuk? So Rabbi Lezer said on this kashe, ein dini elo b'miskaven larei es habehine. V'hor ages ha'odom. I need a miyut. When you don't kill the sheir, was miskaven lariges a behime, vohorges a odom. So in such a case, there's no heviyu lebezden v'yishalem lo. This is not chayiv skila. So in such a case, I would think that you're chayiv chatzi koifa, kamash malom, you're not chayiv chatzi koifa, mir the bala sher noki. So we seek law for Rabbi Elezer that the chiyuv tashlume koifer is not at all dependent in the chiyuv skila on the sheir. That is the whole teretz of Rabbi Elezer, that I need a posik when there's miskaven lariges habehime to tell me a muid is chayiv koifer and a tam is posik from koifer. Polygolay. So Rabbi Elezer is chaylik on this memra of Rabbi. The midiitzerich kro lemifterei betam shaloi bekavone. He need a posik that a tam shaloi bekavone is potter from to pay chatzim mikoifa migufoi. בכלל דמועד שלוי בקבונה is potter mi mise vechayev bekoifa. A muet shaloi bekavone, which you're potter for mise, but he's chayev bekoifa. So, the Emerson, Rabbi is being chaylik with Rabbi Eleza, which is very difficult to understand. Rabbi Eleza is a tane. So Rashi says, the Rabbi across on it. Number one, Rabbi had a posik, I know, Mikra Yodane, he had a posik. The posik says that the Chiyuv Tashlume Koifer is dependent on Asher Yisoko. That's number one. Umuki, this is the Gil, so Umuki Lamasnisen de Lakamon Kibosei. We have a Mishnah further that says, the high diktoni Masnisen Potter, Mishnah says Niskavi, Larigas a behemet, Vahorgas a odom potter, so the mission is very sosum potter. So Rabbi says, Pshat, potter means mikoifer, umiskila koma. It's potter from everything. So he had a stam mishneh, not like Rabbi Eliezer. So Mamela, that's why he was capable of being chaylik and Rabbi Eliezer. The stam mishneh says not like Rabbi Eliezer, even though that if you are potter from skili, you're potter from kaifa. Eisvei abaye. As al kaponim, now we have this yesod from Rabbi, that if there's never a chi of kaifa, if there's no chi of skili. So abaye asked, we learned, abaraise, heimis shoiri esploini. A person said, my shoir killed someone. These cases are speaking about a mu'ud. Hareze mishalom al piyatzmai. So you pay al piyatzmai. Now, heimis shayri es ploini. So the shayr is not beskila for this negiche because it's al pi bailem. He's not nemon to be mechayiv the shayr skila. Val fal pikein, you pay kaifa. My love kaifa. So, yechayiv kaifa, even though for this negiche, there's a chiv tashlume kaifa, even though for this negiche, there's no chiv skila. My love kaifa. So the Gemara, so Rabbi answered, and now we're going into a meridike sugya. Loi domim. No. That what it says, that he's mishalom al piyatzmoy, does not mean tashlume kaifer. Because kaifer is dependent in chiyev skila. If the negiche is machayev skila, then the negiche is machayev kaifer. And here this negiche is not machayev skila, because it's al piyatzmoy, so it's not machayev kaifer. But that what it says, Hareze Mishalim, means he's Mishalim Domin. Let us see what Rashi says. Aishayre Shaploini, Bemuad Okmina Bepirka Kama, Ktoni Mies, Hey Mishayre Esploini Mishalim, Al Piyatzmai, My Lav Kaifa. Va'af Al Gav, the Ein Hashayr Beskile, Sherei Hoide, because the whole Mekoyer that this occurred was through his Eidah. Va'omru kemises bailim kach mises asher. You need a biro that could be mechayev and ish mise in order to be mechayev the sheir skila. And Eidah as atzmoy cannot be mechayev himself mise. And Rashi in Makis Tafhei seems to say, that's a Ritva learns Pshat and Rashi, and Tosfos in Zvachim Davai and Aleph learns Pshat and Rashi, that a person can't be Mechayev himself Misa als Moide Beknas. Amir Dikazach, that Misa's Atzma is a Knas. So he's not Nemon to be Mechayev himself Misa. So he's not Nemon to be Mechayev the Sher Skila. So the Gemara says, Loi Domen. So Rashi says, Hodik Toni Mishalem, Lav Betoiras Koifer, doesn't mean he pays Betoiras Koifer, Diniboi Kapore, that is saying he needs a Kapore and he pays Koifer, Tafilu Loi Mishalem Nami, in this case, if he won't pay, Kigoin, Iles Loi Nichsi, he didn't pay, Lav Nich Bechlal Oynishu. There's no Oynish on him. Like this, by Koifer, we have Kambail of Yumos, Yisrael Misabidei Shamayim, Im Koifer Yushas Olof. But this is only when there's Asher Yisokel. If there's Asher Yisokel, so then there's Kambail of Yumos, and then there's Im Koifer Yushas Olof. But this person, since there's no Asher Yisokel, because it's Hamis Alpiyatzmai, so Lav Bechlal Einishu, so he's not Chayim Misa B'day Shemai, so Memele De'ein Koifer B'loi Skila D'Shel, there's no Koifer, there's no Einish, if there's no Chayim Skila D'Shel. So if he doesn't have Nechosim, and he doesn't pay, there's no Einish on him, because there's no Chiyav Einish and there's no Chiyav Kaifer. Avol Heiche de Islay Nichsi, but what if he has Nechosim? Al Kochach Meshalim Domim, then he has to pay Domim. The Loigora Misa Minizokit, because Misa is not worse than the Zokit. The Ilo Aske, what would be if he was Mazik, the Shoyer would have broken his hand? Aval gav de einoi beskile, for breaking again you're not beskile, boi lishum lei pchas tomov, so you have to pay how much he became worth less to the Hezek. Hochinami mishalem domov le Yosho, so what's the chilek? If he killed him completely, or which is a real big hazik, or if he was only mazik a yad, that means there's a chilek tashlume nezokin. That what the Torah said is a tashlume kaifel. The Torah is coming to tell us that lemaise is another problem. Besides the tashlume nezokin sheboy, there's a problem. He's chay misa b'day shamayim. He has a problem, he needs a kapore. So then you pay kaifa. And then if he doesn't have money, he's in hot water, so he has to go on shaf money. He can't have a teretz, I don't have any money. you don't have any money, but you have to know the sechi misa b'day shemayim. You have to cough up money. Go be shayl al apsochim. You're in a bitter geschäft. You have misa b'day shemayim. And you have to pay kaif in order to pater yourself. Masha'en kein. If the shayr is not beskila, so memele is not chayv misa b'day shemayim. He doesn't need a kapor, he's a lav baroinish. He owes money. He's a mazik. No, there's din. If you owe money, if you have money, you mechuyev have to pay. If you don't have money, ainly, so you're potter to pay. You don't have money, so what should you do? So you're potter to pay. So Rabbi answered, you're learning wrong pshat in this beraisa. Chayev l'shalom does not mean tashlume koifer. Chayev l'shalom means domim. And it's like, all other nezikin, you pay nezikin. What's different? The mali kotli, palge mali kotli kule. So Abaye asked, I hear what you're saying. Idomim. So if pshat is chayv l'shalem means domim, aim is safe. So let's see the safe. Haim is shoyri es avdoi shal plaini. Einem is shalem al piyatzma. There you don't pay. V'domim amayloi, so why didn't you pay domim? Why didn't you pay domim by shloishim shalevet? Let us see what Rashi says. Einei mishalem al piyatzmai, dishloishim shaleve knasein. Shloishim shaleve deza knas. Vidomim kloima, visalke daitoch yesh teures nezikin laheche de kotle. If you are machadish, a moira de kezach, you are machadish that is teures nezikin heche de kotle. That means you said a moira de kezach, till now I never call him such a thing. But there's a, you pay if you mazik a hand, and if you kill him, ein lecha ezek doyle mizu. Visalke daitoch yesh teures nezikin laheche de kotle. Valkein, ki heiche de ben choyren, bemokim shen koifer mishalem domo, evenami bemokim shen knas mishalem domo. So there's a din of tashlume koifer, there's a din of tashlume knas, but forget that, so the indinim apiatma, you don't pay koifer, you don't pay knas, but then when you don't have these tashlumim, so then, we go to the Poshet Din of Tashlumei Nezokim. Now, from the Rehitas Loshen of Rashi, it would seem that there is Gufa HaMachloikes between Abaye and Rabbe. We see that Abaye did not at all appreciate Rabbe's teretz. V'isalke daitoch. Yesh teures nezikin laheche de kotle. Rabbi said a mouthful. Rabbi said before Rashi says, the ilu askei, avagav nishkila boi do shlumei, achinami misham damo de yosha. Rabbi said a moire de kechidish, that just like when you mazik someone, there's a din of tashlumei nezokin, if you kill someone, there's also a din of tashlumei nezokin, and Abaye did not want to buy this. He's asking a kasha from the Sefer, but you see from Rashi why he disagrees with Rabbi. You're saying such a chiddush is a teures tashlumei nezokin leichad bekotlei. Val kein ki yechde ben chayre b'mokim shen koyv mishalom domo. Evinami b'mokim shen knas mishalom domo. That there's a call Teiras Nezikin. By Mike Tony Deloy. So why does it say you don't pay anything? This was the kasha that Abaye asked on Rabbi. Omale. So we have a kasha. We have a kasha. Abaye asked a kasha. You said two yesaidas. One yesaid, you said there's no chiyuv kaifa when there's no chiyuv skila. And therefore, Hamish Shari as Pliny, since there's no Chiyiv Skila on the Shair, so there's no Chiyiv Koifer on the Bailim. It says you're Chayiv to pay, so you told me, oh, that's not Koifer, that's Domim, that's a Chiyiv Domim. M'chuyiv to pay, it's like Gorim in the Zokim. So yes, the Makashi, so why, if he said the same thing, Hamish Shari as a Eved, there's no chiyuv of shloishim shalaved, made a beknas, but al kaponim, but why isn't there a din tashlumei nezokim? Omale, yechilni l'shnui yeloch, I could tell you a teretz. Reishe domim b'seifa knas. That the Reish and the Sefer are talking about two different oifanim of Tashlumin. The Reish says, Chayv l'shalem, domen. The Sefer says, Potel l'shalem, knas. Parenthesis, but you Chayv l'shalem, domen. Yeah, that's taka true. But the Sefer is talking about knas, and the Reish is talking about domen. That means, between you and me, the Aloch is the same by both. But by both of them you pay domen. But the Tane that says, Potel means Potel from knas. I won't tell you a deichik teretz. I'll tell you a lomdish teretz. Idi v'idi domin. Both cases are speaking about domin. Miu. Now we're going to have, this is not a deichik teretz, this is a lomdish teretz. Miu. So, Rabbi told him, Moir dike chidushin. Ben Chayrim. If a person's share killed a Ben Chayrim, the Mishalem Koifer Alpi Atzmoy. It's Shayach Alpi Atzmoy to pay Koifer. Veheichi Domi, how can you pay Alpi Atzmoy Koifer? The Yosu Sadi Vasidu Bey Dekoto. Adam came and said they saw Reuven Shur killed Shimon. But Veloyodi Itam have Imud have. But they don't know if the Shur is a Tam or a Mu'ud, but they know the Shur killed a person. Va'om Amore, and the owner said, the Mu'ud, I'll tell you, he's a Mu'ud. The Mishalem Koifer al Piyatzmoy. So pay Koifer. That means as follows. What did Rabbi say? Whenever you kill the Shoyer, you'll pay Koifer. So he says, now Adam came and said, this Shoyer killed Ruvi. So I don't know if it's a Tam, if it's a Mu'ud. Lemaisi, gonna kill the Shoyer? Definitely. A Tam you also kill. So the Shoyer is taken care of. The Shoyer is going to get killed. Well, I don't know if it's a Tam or a Mu'ud. So the owner pops up and says, I'm telling you, Bezdin, it's a Mu'ud. So Bezdin will say, no, Gewaldig. That means, Kaifer isn't a Knas, so I believe you, it's a Mu'ud. The Shoyer is Beskila because of this Negiche, because the Edom said that he killed, so it's Chai Beskila. So therefore, in this case, you'll pay Kaifer. Fine. So let's go a step further. Is heiche, therefore, heiche de leke Edom. So now, let's say a different case. De leke Edom. What is leke Edom? He said the whole story. He came to Bezdin, and he said, you know what, my sher killed, my sher Zamud, he killed this person. So, anach hayif koifer, because, it's ain a sher beskila. Then you pay domin. Because if there are Edom, you pay koifer. So if there's not Edom, you pay domin. But now, that's formula one. But now let's go to Eved. Gabi Eved, she'ini mishalem knas al piyatzmai. Now let's talk about an Eved. Heichi domi. The osi Edom basidu bei dekotel. Same scenario. Two Edom come and said, we saw a Reuven Shur killed an Eved. V'lo yodi itam have imut. I don't know if it's a tam of a mu'ud. V'om amore mu'udu. It's a mu'ud. I'm telling you it's a mu'ud. Will he pay knas? Anechti kitok. Lei mishtalim knas al piyatzmai. That means the whole mekir of knas is not for the Edom. The Edom can't be mechayev knas. They don't know if it's a tam or mu'ud. The whole mekir of knas is because he said it's a mu'ud. No, he can't be mechayev knas al piyatzmai. Is therefore heiche de leka Edom. So now we have a formula. If there's ike Edom, there's koifer, leka Edom, there's domim. But over here, if there's ike Edom, there's no knas. So there's leka Edom, there's no domim. Eiche de leka Edom, loy mishalim domim. Now this is called Sisrei Torah. But let's first see Rashi. This is not a doichik. Before he said, I can tell you a doichik test, but I'm telling you a lomdish teretz. Now, let us see what Rashi says. Miu, ben choyren da ashkirin be koifer al piyatzmoi. Veheichi domi, kain da osu sadi, da hoche vadi mishalem koifer. In this case, that Edom said the shur killed, And he said that the share is a mu'ud. The vadi mishalem koifer, the kufra kapore. So they bring down hu'ud and kufra mamayin. Rashi means it's not a knas. That's what Rashi means. Vadi mishalem koifer, the kufra kapore. V'loi knosa, the lifter mishamei do'as atzmoi. So memele, if Edom would come and say he killed a ben chayrim, and he would say that's a mu'ud, so then you'll zicha pay koifer. Veheiche de leke Edom klal,
Huda patalna mi kaifa. Den is pota vam kaifa. Mishim zera sa kosu. Den ashe beskile. Vohoch arei ashe beskile bado saide. Dinamitam avi baskilu. Ilka heiched. So bemeile. We only said is pota vam kaifa if there's no eidem. But here there is eidem. So bemeile so what? So then you pay kaifa. Hilkach, so since you'll pay kaifa when there's eidem, eichid alek eidem cloud, ain't a bar kaifa, you don't pay kaifa because the shell's not peskila. Mishalem domim, then you pay domim. Avol eved, loy meshkachas beiknas al piyatzmoy. But by eved you won't beiknas al piyatzmoy. Dinami osu sadi, eidem will come, v'omri kot al eved. ולא ידין איתם אימות ואום אמור אימותו פוטו מכנס אף אגב דאשר בסקילה ואפילו אתם כדרים לכמון כל שחי מיסה במן חיירם חי בעבד. So even though the שויר will be חי בסקילה by אתם if he kills an עבד מי ימועד בכנס פוטו Hilkach kilek eidem klal afele domim loy mishalem. This is what Rabbi said at Teretz. That if there's no tashlumim be'edim, we won't pay shloshim shkolim, be'edim, you won't pay domim without eidem. But if it's a tashlumi kaifa be'edim, then by tashlumi domim without eidem. Now, let us just say over, if we don't understand this Gemara, we're in good company. The Ravid starts off by saying as follows. Loin is barali tam boru. I don't understand clearly. Lama nitle domim. Why is domim dependent? Shehem kishar nezikin. Why is the Chiyiv Domim dependent? If by Eidim there'd be a Chiyiv Kaifer, then without Eidim there's a Chiyiv Domim. If by Eidim there's no Chiyiv Shloishim, so without Eidim there's no Chiyiv Domim. Elo. See, he doesn't understand it clearly. Elo, the Kalameima. He has a Shtikal Mahalach. Kiven the Tashlumei Domim bimokei Misa loiksivi. Now, he says, this whole shtick Torah that Rabbi said, if you kill someone, you pay domim, you'll look in the whole chumash, you'll never find such a din tashlumim. Rabbi was mechadish, what's the chilek, if he was mazik, if he killed, that's Rabbi's a shtick Torah. But you won't find it any place. Michlau shar nezikin uda osi. He learned it out from nezikin. Just like, if you mazik and you pay, you kill him completely, you also pay. But it's like sivi. It's a limut. The kaifa uknas uda sivi. But what the pasuk did speak about, if you kill an avid, you pay knas. If you kill, ben chayrim, you pay kaifa. Hilkach. Heicha de mishkaches bei kaifel knas. Ma binen domim beponim hadoimim lehem. Bishum tzat vi iloi loi. So, this is what the Ravid says. The Ravid seems to say, which is also very, very unclear. But the Ravid seems to say, since the Pasuk speaks about kaifer and knas, the Pasuk does not speak about domim, we figured out domim, it's score of another nezikin, but al kaponim, since what the Torah did speak about is knas and kaifer, so then the chiyuv domim is dependent if it's shaykh to be mechayiv kaifer, then mechayiv domim. If not shaykh, then it's not shaykh. But again, the Ravid is very unclear. So now I'd like to say two mahalchim, pshat na gemore. Above Ber brings down Rab Chaim, and I think Rab Chaim, the way Rab Chaim says Pshat in our Gemara, could be this is also Pshat in the Ravid. Then there's a second Pshat from the Chazon Ish. So go one at a time. Reb Chaim said as follows. The din domim ze, that what Rabbi was machadish is a din domim, nilmad midin koifer uknas. This is derived from the din koifer uknas. The afal gaf, the chiyuv koifer vaknas, hu din ba'at hanegiche. That what you pay koifer uknas is because you killed someone. You machui because you killed someone. V'chiyuv kaporahu, and we're talking about koifer knas, this is, you killed someone, and yechayev v'kapore. Mikol mokim, chivo ha-toire, b'mokim, v'leka ha-koifer v'knas, din nezikin b'mises ha-odom gamkein. So the Torah gave, when there's no koifer in knas, is a din nezikin that you pay for the hezek, b'mises odom gamkein. Da aso ha Torah, mises ha odom, b'mokim deleka koifer or knas, when there's no tashlume koifer or knas, l'tashlume nezokin. That means when there's no tashlume koifer knas, there is an alternative tashlumim. If there's no koifer knas, and the alternative tashlumim is tashlume nezokim. Va'al kein, nichlal baha koifer gam din tashlume yadomim. In koifer, we have this alternative tashlumim. Mishum sheyeshnoi bechlal tashlumei akoifer. This is nichlal in tashlumei akoifer. Vahadomim shel ha'eved nichlal bechlal tashlumei aknas. Shehu gam kein koifer ha'avodim. The knas is the koifer for an eved. The by Ben Choyrim, we have Mamish Koifer. And if for some reason, there's no Tashlume Koifer, there's no Tashlume Knas. For example, the Shoyer is not killed. Niskaven Larig as a Behemah Vorig as Odom. Niskaven Larig as a Behemah Vorig as Evet. So we have here a case where there's no chiyuv tashlume koifer knas, because tashlume koifer knas is dependent on skilas hasher. So we have an alternative payment, which is domim. Va'al kein, yesh bechlau zeh, b'im loy nigma din chiyuv koifer knas. If we were not able to feel duch the chiyuv koifer uknas, sheyischayev b'mokim ha-koifer v'ha-knas tashlumei adomim. So then you pay domim. If you can't be goyimer, in order to be nigmar the chiyuv koifer, you need skilas hasher. The same thing, in order to be the chiyuv knas, you need skilas hasher. If you can't fear ois a chiyuv koifer a knas, is tashlumei adomim, is bemokim a koifer va knas, tashlumei adomim. Harei didin hadomim yisoidoi midin akoifer vaknas. This is an alternative payment. When you can't pay koifer knas, so then you pay domim. B'mokim de loy nigmar din chiv avakoifer vaknas, b'shalim domim b'mokim akoifer vaknas. So that means, so Dachsumer Rab Chaim means to say as follows. The Domim is a alternative oifen of Tashlumim when you can't fear ois the Iker Tashlumim. That means Iker Tashlumim is only when you cycle the shirt, then there's a chiv kaifer knas. When you can't fear ois the Iker Tashlumim because there's no skilus hasher, so then there's an alternative tashlumim of the main isik. That is the din of domim. But the whole din of domim can only be through an oifen that there would be a chiyuv knas. Oidoas atzmoi is a sibe not to pay knas. Because Maida Beknas is Potter. So there Bechlau, not Ich Kenish Duchfiren the Chiv Knas. Chiv Knas means the Be'etzim there's a Chiv Knas, but Bepoil, I can be going with a Chiv because I didn't kill. There's a condition that you have to have Skilas Hashem. I don't have Skilas Hashem, so I can feel Duch, the Chiv Knas. So there's a din tashlumim, but if you can't, you do kaponim. There's a din of domim. But if he's moide bekna, if he's moide, so they're not the chesaron is I can't feel duch the chiyuv. There's no chiyuv knas because moide beknas is what? There's moide beknas. So if there's no chiyuv knas, there's no chiyuv domim. Chiyuv domim is only when be'etzim there's a chiyuv knas, but you can't feroyz the chiyuv knas. But al pi eidos atzmei, there's no chiyuv knas, there's no chiyuv domim. Could be that is pshat and derived also. Derived said, because let's be realistic, the posik never only mentioned kaifer and knas, the posik never mentioned domim. Domim I learned out, so it's dependent of the chiyuv knas. It's not that there's two chiyuvim, there's a chiyuv knas and a chiyuv domim. Could be that pshat and derived. The chazainish says a different mahalach in our Gemara. I don't know if it doesn't stim with the Ravid, but a very interesting mahalach. The Chazanish says as follows. Bisman by an Eved, if he's Moide, yesh kan ptul the Moide beknas. Right? There's an Eved, and he said, my share killed Eved, a ptul Moide beknas. V'arei bizman de'ika edim shenogach v'lo yodu itam imud. Now, let's talk about this case. Edim came and said that his shoyer killed an eved. They don't know if it's a tam amud. V'om ha'mori demuetu. Demifter miknas. He's potter from knas. So he says, why doesn't he, in this case, let's not talk about the Gemara's, let's talk about this case. Edim came and said, your shoyer killed an eved. So the shoyer is chayv skila. And he says, but it's a mut. I'm going to say it's a mut. So he's potter from knas, maybe the knas potter. So the chazanish says, so why doesn't he pay domim? Why doesn't he pay domim? I have all the factors over here. It's a mut, you pay domim. And you don't pay knas, maybe knas is part le mechavina le domim. He's not mechuyif to pay domim in that case. V'zegam kein tzorich tam. Kiven de mefarshin en mitzvah satoire, de tashlumei haknas, hu tachas hanezek. I mean, the Torah said that when you pay knas, you don't have to pay twice. When the knas is b'mokim hanezek. Veheche deleke knas, kigoyim bizman she'en asher beskila, hodrinen lechaivei betashlumei nezik. Im kein, gam bemoide deleke knas, when he's moide deleke knas, neder lechaivei nezik. So he says, v'al kochoch tzorech loima, dechol heche deike knas beikroi, if in yesoid is achiev knas, Ela de sheniftar behoidosoi, there's a chiv knas, and he's potter ayidea daosoi, להדרינן, להדרינן לחייב נזק. ובמוקם שיש חייב כנס, אין חייב נזק. Now let's explain what he said so far. He's saying, אמר ידי כזאת, חזני שסיין גספלוס. When Adim come, let's start, let's talk about three cases. Adim came and said, Reuven Sher, that is a Muad, killed the Sabbath. So Sadin, you pay knas. So, Kan Shailabit, and what's with Domim? What's with Domim? You pay Shloshim Shalabit. And what if the Evid is worth 1,000 Shkolim? What's with Domim? So, Al Kochoch, we have to say, when there's Tashlume knas, you don't pay Domim. That's Yesod number one. Now let's go, this is a Poshita case. Case number two. Adam come and say that this Sher killed an Evet. So theoretically there should be Tashlum, but we don't know if it's a Muad or a Tam. He comes and says it's a Muad. So the case, Be'etzem is a case, theoretically that should be Mechayev Knas, because the Sher is Beskila, and he's saying, That there was a muad, so you have all the components of chiyuv knas. But we don't believe him. He's made of a knas. He's made of a knas. Zogt hachazonish. So made of a knas is just like when you pay knas. There's no din of tashlumi nezokin. If there's a chiyuv knas, but you're potter al tzio haido, there's also no chiyuv tashlumi nezokin. Tashlum iknas or maide biknas, there's no din of tashlum, there's no din of domin. Rak b'mokim she'ein asher b'skila. When the sheir is not b'skila, choshev, that means the sheir was rotza ligachas ha'behime, b'hor gesa evet. Choshev kileke, there is no knas. If the sheir is not b'skila, there's no chiv knas. That was rabbi shtiktoy. Choshev kileke klaldin knas. Uboze yesh lachalik. Bein hemis ha'eved shaloi bekavona. Lahemis al piyatzmai. Then take you'll pay domim. You'll pay domim if we're shaloi bekavona. The shaloi bekavona ain kan zikas knas klal. Shaloi bekavona, this is a maisa that's not mechayev knas. Kiven the ain kan zikas skile. This is a maise that the sheir is not chayiv skile, because it's shalei bekavone. So memele, this is a maise that's not mechayiv skile sasher. This is a maise that's not mechayiv knas. So this maise, so if there's no knas, then there's a din domim. Avol al pi atzmoi. But when he comes and says, my shoyer wanted to kill the Eved. They killed the Eved. So be'etzem, yesh kan zikas mise v'zikas knas. The mise was a mise that in Yisod is mechayev the shoyer skila. He killed the Eved. Wanted to kill the Eved. And theoretically it should be mechayev him knas also. Ela shechoso birur hadovo. But we don't have anyone that can be mevar of this. But let's look at the maise. But the maise mitzavatzmai is a maise that's mechayev knas. It's a maise that's mechayev skila. But we will not give the sher skila. We will not make him pnei knas because there's a technicality. We will not believe him on mises asher and not on the chayev knas. Zukterazoy. Let me tell you something. If a person will be Maida Biknas, and later Adam come your potter. So he says, what'll be, a person comes to Bezdin and tells Bezdin, my Shoyer killed an Evet and he's a Muad. Hold on, everything, black and white. Now, we don't believe him because of two reasons. He's not chayiv knas because of two reasons. One reason, it's made of a knas. Another reason, because we don't believe him that the sheir is not peskila, because he can't be meis al piyatzmai. There are two reasons. Fine. A minute later, two Adam come and say, his sheir killed the Eved. Zogt der Chazon Ish, will this, if he hold Moed B'Knas, Vachgach Bo'edem Potter, will this person be Potter? He said, this person will be Potter. Because he was Moed to the whole thing. He said, I owe Knas, I'm Moed. Zogt, now let's ask a question. You know, you didn't say you owe Knas, because the way you said it, the Shoel is not Peskila. So Phil, according to Dvorecha, you don't owe Knas. Zogt der Chazon Ish, I said, I owe Knas. I said the Shoel wanted to kill the Eved. So mitzad my hoido, I'm saying there's a chiyuv knas. I'm saying the Shoel is chayiv skila. You won't kill it. Oh, that's not my business. But I'm saying the Shoel is chayiv skila. I'm saying I'm chayiv knas. Edom will come the next minute and say that the Shoel killed. Moide b'knas potter. That's called I was moide. That's called the hoido and the chiyuv skila and the chiyuv knas. Vachach b'edem potter. He'll be potter nifta b'edosoi. V'lo yemrinin she'en kan heido klal, sherei apiyatz me'en asher b'skile, o'memele en kan knas, v'en kan heido as knas. We don't say this. Elokivin de be'etzem yesh kan skile, v'ike knosa shiva heido. V'reilu bo edim she'nogach, v'lo yodu itam imud, Ishtakach do hoide beknas, ashtenami cheshiva hoido beknas. Vahainu taime de enkan domim, da dayin yeshkan zikas knas, ve niftar machmas hoidosoi, ve enkan ptu dein asher beskile, da filo yove yedim asher bemes yisokal, hu yifta miknas. Im keinu yeitze mi bezen, zakei mishamoide beknas, given the patanu, mishamoide beknas, enkan chiyiv domim. So the Chazon Ish says, it's a different mahalach in Gansan. The Chazon Ish says, the yisod of the Chazon Ish is that there are two oifanim of tashlumim. There's a tashlumim of knas, and when you pay knas, domim, no one speaks about domim. There's no chiyiv domim when you pay knas. That's Yisoid number one. Yisoid number two, Zukta Chazon Ish, if there is a Chiyuv Knas, and I pattern myself with my Naido from the Chiyuv Knas, so that's equivalent, Kilu. What's the Chiluk if I pay Knas, or I pattern the Chiyuv Knas? Whenever there's a Din Knas, either I pay the Knas, or I'm potter as my Naido, there's no Chiyuv Domim. The whole Chiyuv Domim originates when there's no Chiyuv Knas. That means, if it was Rotza, Ligach, as a behemoth, the Horeg, as a heaven, there is no Chiyuv Knas whatsoever, then this is a new part, then there's a Chiyuv Domim. But if you have the components of Chiyuv Knas, and he says that it's, he gives us all the components, but technically, you can't, we can't be Machayev Knas, we can't give the Sher Skila. He said that's called, there was a Hidor B'Knas. So the Hidor B'Knas is Ki'ilu, there was a Tashlume K'Nas. And whenever this K'Nas, there's no Chiyuv Domim. That's what the Chazon Ish says. I mean, it comes out, it's a Meiridikid Rayim. According to the Chazon Ish, if a person will come and tell Bezin, my Sher wanted to kill a Beheime and they killed an Eved. And then to Edom come and say, Anechtikatok, he wanted to kill the Eved and he killed the Eved. So he'll be chayef to pay. That's not called Moide B'Knas. You weren't Moide B'Knas. You said there was a case where there's no chayef knas. So Edom will come later. But if I say the Sheriff wanted to kill the Eved and they killed the Eved, so that's called I was Moide B'Knas. Even though Lamai said we can't kill the Eved, that's why Ma'al Lomer. So this is called Aido B'Knas. So according to the Chazon Ish, it's a Moide B'Knazach. Tashlume knas patos domim, hoido B'Knas patos domim. So Memela, that's why there's no Chiyuv Domim, because there's Aido B'Knas. Mashenkein by Kaifer, that there's no Poiter whatsoever. There's no Poiter over here. I say I owe Kaifer. So Memela, so there's no Poiter, so, but I'm not paying the Kaifer, so then you pay Domim. But by Knas, they have either the Tashlumei HaKnas, or the Haidor that patters from the Knas. This is how the Chazon Ish learns Pshat in the Gemara.